Islamabad is all set to take the issue of Washington's controversial drone strikes on Pakistani soil to the United Nations. Islamabad has officially confirmed that Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif will seek an immediate halt to such attacks during his speech at the annual UN General Assembly session. RTV's Carmen Yusuf has more.
Pakistan appears to be finally running out of patience with Washington over its continued assassination drone attacks in the tribal areas. It has now decided to raise the controversial CIA-led campaign in the United Nations. Pakistan's foreign ministry has confirmed that Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif will articulate the country's strong opposition to the U.S. drone attacks in his speech at the United Nations.
On the issue of drone strikes, Pakistan's position has been very clear and articulated by our leadership. You are aware of the recommendation of the All Parties Conference that this matter be taken to the United Nations, and this would be done.
Islamabad has decided to take more practical steps against armed drones after criticism that it might have some secret understanding with the U.S.
Pakistan has repeatedly condemned the U.S. drone campaign, calling it a violation of its territorial integrity and sovereignty. But this is for the first time that Islamabad is taking the drone issue to the United Nations at the highest level.
Pakistan's efforts seeking an immediate end to drone attacks came at a time when consensus is also emerging at the international level against such strikes.
If they have the courage, the moral strength, and the strength of leadership to send a message to the United States that, look, you cannot walk away with these drone attacks and claim that you are trying to protect the national security of the United States. This is an outright aggression against Pakistan.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, during his visit to Pakistan, also termed drone attacks as illegal and in violation of international laws. According to figures compiled by human rights organizations, since 2004, close to 3,500 people, mostly civilians, have died in U.S. drone attacks in Pakistan. The U.S. policy of using drones is the major source of growing anti-American sentiments in Pakistan. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.
Javed Rana, correspondent from Islamabad, joins us right now. Javed Rana, Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, tell us, first of all, when he's going to take center stage there at the UN General Assembly. And, of course, ultimately, the big question is, if he were to even address the issue of the assassination drone strikes, whether it's going to really make a difference.
Well, this issue has already been taken up. Pakistan's permanent representative at UN time and again has taken up this issue. Now, Prime Minister, during his ongoing visit to the UN, he, in his speech, he's most likely to take it up. But the point is that how far Pakistan is prepared legally. We are now hearing from Islamabad for the first time that this time around they are going an official narrative of U.S. drone attack being against Pakistan's sovereignty. They are going to take it up legally, and in what manner they are going to take it up, that is not very clear. It is a little vague. It is also primarily because of some legalities, and there are possible hurdles at the UN Security Council, because certainly Pakistan has apprehensions that it will be opposed by the US or maybe Britain, or it would not be surprising even by the French government. But nonetheless, what is more important this time around, and that is that Pakistan has prepared to legally take it up this issue. This has come primarily in the face of growing protests in Pakistan, and also Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif had made a promise with the people before becoming Prime Minister that he is going to bring an end to the U.S. drone attacks. Now, last time there was an all-parties conference in Pakistan, they unanimously decided that there has to be something about U.S. drone attack, and I think to begin with, that is the soft strategy of government of Pakistan, where they will take it up, and by this they will gain some more time, and sooner or later, I think this issue is going to be resolved bilaterally and not at the forum of the UN, because legally speaking, you know better than I do, Americans don't understand the language of law. There might be some sort of deal with the Americans at the end of the day. Then these drones are going to be ended. Otherwise, I don't expect that Pakistan would legally would win this battle.
Thank you very much for that. Javed Rana, correspondent there from Islamabad.